Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. Kendrick Lamar released a double album, and I give you my very honest, very heartfelt review. Plus, James Harden shat the bed, diarrhea style, once again in game 6 for the Philadelphia 76ers. Shat that bed and messed it up real nice and real proper. Plus, Tom Brady retires, unretires, and signs a $375 million deal to be a broadcaster for the next 10 years after he retires once again. All that and more in a fantastic, hard-hitting, fully disruptive I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast off with something real loud and real proper. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Oh. Iggy. Oh, yes. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear, the Gringo Mandingo is here. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. your Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. Mr. New York, and this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from Nueva York. That's Spanish. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane as we enter the halfway point of the month of May. If you could believe that shit. We're almost there. We're almost halfway through the month of May. Hope everybody's having a good day. Hope everybody's having a good week. Hope everybody's feeling safe and sane. As I said, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Welcome to the Iron Diggity Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity. I'll do it one more time. Ziggity Zone of Disruption. I'm feeling real good. Feeling pretty damn good. Been chilling all week for the most part. Haven't had much to do, and I'm happy about it. You know, it's weird. You know, the amount of time that I've been traveling and podcasting, and this is a professional podcast, and Wendy Williamsing and shows and everything else in between, especially in the last like 2-3 weeks. I was in Detroit, all over the fucking place. You know, I had a couple of days this week where the docket was just empty. And to be honest, I don't feel, especially during the week. On the weekend, I'm down with that shit. But I get so used to being so busy. And I think as a man, you know, you want to be busy. You want to take care of business. You want to be productive. Like I said, especially during the week. But I made a commitment. I was like, I don't have that much to do this week. And I want to try to enjoy it. Because I know next week it's going to be different. I don't know what the week after that entails. But if you could afford to just not turn the motor on, don't turn that fucking motor on. And my motor, when it turns on, it goes full tilt. You guys know. Listeners of the podcast, you know. I'm being totally honest. I share the full Gringo Mandingo, the full Rappaport with you guys. The tones, the disruption, the highs, the lows, the in-betweens, the vulnerability. I share more with you guys than I do in any other sort of forum that I do my thing on. Certainly social media. Social media, they don't know me like you guys know me. Social media is full disruption all the time. On stage as a comedian, I think I do it a good job of trying to give a, you know, I look at a crayon box. As a performer, as a quote-unquote artist, I look at a crayon box. As an actor, I look at a crayon box. You know, they have that big crayon box. I believe it's like 164 colors, right? They have the crayon box. It's like the big one. It's got the sharpener. And I think it's 164 colors. Who knows what they have now? They might have ginormous. Who even knows? Do kids even play with crayons? You got an iPhone, an iPad, and a crayon box with 64 colors. What are you going to do? You're not going to. You're going to play with that fucking iPad. I know. If I was a kid and you put a fucking iPad in front of me or some crayons, fuck the crayons. Fuck your crayons. I'm not fucking with the crayons. Turn it on some SpongeBob, some Teletubbies and all that old, whatever the fuck these kids are watching. Give me some TikTok. Give me some SpongeBob, some Dora the Explorer, whatever the fuck you got. But when I think of like art, when I think of colors, when I think of performing, I try to get to that. Is it 64 or 164? I don't know. Let's just say 64. Who knows? Let's just say 64 crayons. They probably can't fit 164 crayons. But you know, the crayon box with the sharpener. That's got all the colors. It's got the different shades. It's got your browns, your light browns. It's got your greens. You're talking to a guy who's colorblind. It's got your greens. It's got your forest green. It's got your light green. It's got your navy blue. It's got your, you know, your Carolina blue and probably some other blue. You see what I'm saying? And if you could achieve as an artist that full 64 crayon box with the sharpener, in my opinion, you are showing the full spectrum. Like I said, social media, my personas, it leans more in the darker colors, right? You know, as an actor, you do what they'll let you do. I don't give a fuck what anyone else tells you. You go on that fucking set and you have to step into the character, step into the show and do what the fuck you're there to do. You can't play games. They'll fire you. There's not enough time or money to be fucking around. And then on stage as a comedian, I'm trying to achieve that big color box. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I want to have that 64 crayon color box as a stand-up comedian. I'm getting there. You want to show the vulnerability. You want to talk shit. You want to be personal. You want to be introspective. You want to be the whole thing. But on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, this is where I feel like I give as many colors as the Gringo Mandingo, as the Sultan of Sniff, as the Jake LaMotta of podcasting, as the Disruptive Warrior, the Raging Bullshit. You know the monikers. I give it all. Because I tell you the highs and lows. I tell you all the things. I posted a picture the other day. I looked like tough. I don't know who it was. One of you fucking guys listening. I looked tough in the picture. And one of you guys said, Mike Rapp, we know you ate a cupcake the other day and your ankle got swollen. And I was like, you fuck you. That's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast privileged information, you fuck. He was basically saying, you know, he's breaking my balls, which I like that. I like that. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that tangent about crayons, crayon sharpeners and colors. I'm just saying that probably one of my top three reasons why I love doing the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, why it is a privilege to do the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, why I get pumped every single time I pick up the golden microphones, is because I get to sort of be as much as the real me as I think you're going to get, unless you know me in real life. Listen, there's always guards up. I'm not a fucking lunatic. There's always guards up. You always have to be careful what you're going to say. Okay, I'm not going to tell you guys, nor are you interested. I'm not going to say, oh, before I did this podcast, I dropped a deuce. You don't want to hear that, do you? That's sick. You know, you could be personal, you could be honest, you could be real, but there's limitations. And you say, well, we might want to hear if you're saying you dropped a deuce outside. We do find that interesting. Not that we look forward to hear you talking about shitting outside, Mike Rapp, but we'd rather hear you talk about shitting outside than just shitting in your bathroom like everybody else. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying. You understand. But I don't have any outside shit stories for you. Fortunately, I don't have any stories of me shitting in public for you guys today. That's a good thing. I know you may, well, damn, Mike, you're withholding. Come on, give us some. You didn't shit in the park? And I go, no, I didn't. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I didn't shit in the park. God, man, that's fucked up, Mike Rapp. You didn't shit in the... No, sorry, guys. Sorry, I didn't shit in the park. Sorry to disappoint you. I was able to control myself like a grown man, not like a fucking wild boar walking through Central Park during the beautiful month of May and shit myself in the bushes like an animal. If that's what you came for, listening to this podcast, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I could tell some old tales of shitting outside if you want me to rehash those. It shouldn't be like an obligation or like something that like disappoints you. If I go, hey Mike Rapp, on the new podcast, did you share any stories of shitting in Manhattan in public outside doing your famous 3-point stand? And I say no. On this particular episode, I don't have any of that for you guys. Sorry to disappoint you. I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is chilling, taking it easy. Even if it's, that's why I got back on my meditation this week. Even if it's for 10 minutes, breathing, relaxing, no phone, no thoughts, just focusing on the breathing. You could do it for 2 minutes. It's like a little, it's a gift you give to yourself. It truly is a gift, and I need to do it more. It truly is a gift that you can give to yourself for free. If you could just shut out the sounds, shut out the worries, shut out the concerns, shut out the hope, shut out the disappointment, and focus on your breath. Mikey meditation. Mikey fucking meditation. Anyway. The NBA playoffs are in full effect. I love that segue. I love that pivot. We go from shitting outside to boom, the NBA playoffs are in full effect. That's what you get here. That's the uniqueness, okay, of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Anyway, the NBA playoffs are in full effect. And I'll be honest, I mentioned this the other day. One of the challenging things about watching and following the playoffs is that second game, man. I try to watch that second game, like, but I can't. And the other night, I didn't even, like, I watched the Milwaukee game, and then I was like, who am I kidding? I think it was 9:30. You guys are like, what the fuck, Rap? You can't stay up till 11? But why stay up till 11 and watch some of the game if I know I'm not going to watch all the game? I feel like I'm cock-teasing myself. It's like, fuck it. I go to sleep early. What do you want from me? Need my fucking rest, man. But I always know that in the back of my mind, I want to know who wins the game. The Golden State game, the Phoenix game. So I keep my phone near me, which is not a thing I try to do. I try to keep the phone in the other room or at least put it on the floor away from me. When I shut that fucker off, I want it away from me. But because these second games come on, and I know probably like 2 in the morning, 1:30 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning, I'm going to have to take probably my second sleep piss of the night, or my first, depending. I say, if I keep my phone near me, I could just check the score. Bad, because you can wind up picking your phone up, and that light, that blue light, it could trigger your whatever the fuck it does. Who knows what it does to your brains. And it could not let you go back to sleep. But because I'm so curious about who wins the games and I'm so excited to know who wins the games, like, fuck it. I'm going to break rule number one of sleep and phone life. And I keep the phone near my bed, right next to my, what it called, night table, nightstand, to check when I'm going to do my first and or second sleep piss. And I'm able to do it. I'm able to check the score. Like last night, I was like, oh, shit. Dallas beat the shit out of Phoenix. Like, they beat the shit out of Phoenix. I had to look at it twice. I was like, what the fuck? I thought Phoenix was going to shut down Dallas. And as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, we are going to Game 7. And Luka and Jason Kidd and Spencer Dinwiddie and my man Finney Smith and all them, they listened to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. They made the adjustments, and they've pushed Phoenix to Game 7. And Phoenix, that's what, you don't look good, Phoenix. You don't look like a team that's, you're not winning the championship. I'll tell you something right now. As of today, I don't know who is winning the NBA championship, but I could tell you one thing for certain. And I need to check to see if I could bet on this. I should ask the captains at Captain Picks. Can I bet that right now the Phoenix Suns will not win the NBA championship? They won't win it. They're too inconsistent. And unfortunately, the Golden State Warriors, who I love, they ain't going to win it either. They're too inconsistent also. As of today, the team that's the most consistent is the Miami Heat, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Boston Celtics. One of those three teams is winning the NBA championship. And I want Golden State. I mean, and you hear me talk about Captain Picks, and you know then I'm never going to steer you wrong. I'm only going to steer you strong. But that being said, we at Captain Picks have been on fire. Hot fire. The NBA, the NHL playoffs. And now we are holding our first official contest for the Rappapack worldwide. We are giving a free week away. A week free of VIP access to the Captain Picks Discord community. And if you have the Discord, the Captain Picks Discord, that's where you make that Skrilla, that money. That's where you quote unquote whoop that trick. And the captains are kicking ass. First, number one, here's how you win. Follow Captain Picks on Instagram at the Captain Picks. At the Captain Picks, you must follow to win. Number two, under the most recent post, comment and predict the final score of the Bucks-Celtics game today, Game 6 on Friday. Hopefully you're listening to this today. Number three, closest guest wins a free week of VIP access to the Captain Picks Discord. Again, follow Captain Picks on Instagram at the captain picks. Number two, predict the final score of the Bucks-Celtics game tonight, game six on Friday. Number three, the closest guess wins, okay? That's it. No credit cards, no hassle. Break your bookie's bankroll. Break your bookie's fucking ass with the CaptainPicks.com. We've been kicking. You see me post it. This is my shit. This is my shit. Captain Picks is my shit. It's a community of winners, a community of ass kickers. But I've been deep in my NBA bag. I went and rewatched the entire Last Dance, loved it. Loved it again. That fucking Last Dance, that's an incredible film. That is an incredible documentary. That Last Dance, the way it's put together is excellent. I watched for the first time the Magic Johnson documentary on Apple TV. Listen, no disrespect to Magic Johnson. It's a shit documentary. There's some details I didn't know. But the way it's made, it's no comparison. Like, it's just because it's a great story, you need a great director. And it's just not very well directed. Again, no disrespect to Magic Johnson. It tells his whole story. A lot of it I knew, more details that I didn't know. And I finished the LA Lakers HBO show Winning Time, which has been picked up for a second season, which I just, listen, you would think that would be like candy to me. Or any basketball fan, I just don't love it. I just don't find it that easy to watch or that fun to watch. I find it challenging to watch, and it's just hard to get involved. Anyway, the point is that the NBA is fantastic. The games come on late. I check the scores during my sleep piss, and I watch the 76ers get banged the fuck out in game six. And Joel Embiid, he was gallant. Is that a word? Playing with a broken face, a thumb that needs surgery. And they got their asses kicked in game seven. And, you know, James Harden, you're really a fucking... You're exactly what I thought you were to begin with. First of all, James Harden, cut that dusty fucking beard. You look ridiculous. You've had that dusty fucking beard for 15 years now. It's bigger than your face. It looks... How do you eat with that fucking thing? Like, imagine James Harden eating sushi. There's, like, rice and, you know, like a piece of salmon and... Ugh. And you know he stuffs his face with cheeseburgers, the fat fuck. He did nothing in that game six. James Harden did nothing. He was a minus 16 plus... Minus 11 points on 9 shots, 4 turnovers, 2 shots. This is the most embarrassing thing. 2 shots and no points in the second half of a game 6 in the NBA playoffs. 2 shots and 0 points in the second half. Disappointing, disappearing act by James Harden. And you thought that Ben Simmons wasn't shit. They got rid of Ben Simmons because he did the exact same thing. And then you bring this fucking dusty beard-having motherfucker paying him $47 million. And I feel bad for James Harden. I know the injuries have fucked him up, but so have the strip clubs. So have the cheeseburgers. You look like shit. Asked what caused him to disappear after the game. He said, we ran our offense. And the ball just didn't get to me. And I was watching the whole fucking thing. With like 1 minute and 17 seconds to go, they took out Joel Embiid, they took out James Harden, they took out the starters. And James Harden was nowhere to be found. I think that motherfucker went into the locker room when it was time to shake hands with the opposing team. He was gone. That's some sucker ass shit. If anybody has some footage of James Harden on the bench or shaking hands with any of the Miami Heat players, DM it to me. He went into the locker room. I don't know how this is not being reported. I got to get all up in your ass, James Harden. No, Bruno. This motherfucker's a 10-time All-Star, 3-time scoring champ, 6-time first-team All-NBA, assist leader. We know this. We know that. But when the lights are so fucking bright, you are on some David Blaine, Harry Houdini disappearing shit. You're on that Whitey Bulger. You disappear. Second round exits are the name of the game. The only one finals trip with OKC, which doesn't count. I mean, yo, James Harden has got a weird fucking career and a fucking weird beard. He didn't sign an extension with OKC, so he was traded to Houston. He had great seasons in Houston, signed a $200 million deal. And then got himself traded to Brooklyn when he put on that fat suit. Remember how fat he was looking? This guy's, yo, James Harden's fucked up. Remember when he was in Houston and he didn't want to play there anymore and he got all fat? And then 3 days later, it was like he went on a juice cleanse and he was all skinny. You're hanging out with LaBaby, DaBaby, and Paris. He's, see, James Harden got ugly person syndrome. He's an ugly motherfucker, James Harden. He got fucked up teeth. I think that's the reason why he grew that fucking beard. I'm telling you, I think that's why he grew that fucking beard, because them fucked up teeth. You love the strip clubs. I mean, yo, everybody likes a strip club occasionally, but you love the strip clubs that much? $47 million? And you take two shots and you score no points in the second half of game six in Philadelphia? Come on. Yo, you look crazy, James Harden. And like I said, I'm going to be totally honest. I was rooting for him to do well, and I don't like James Harden, but I like redemption stories. Even Joel Embiid after the game said, we just have to accept that when he came to Philadelphia, we thought we were getting Houston James Harden, but he's not that person anymore. Well, what are you going to do? Go tell Joel Embiid to fuck off now? If I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, I keep you on a year to year, just like Kyrie Irving. We're signing you year to year. You show up and play, we'll sign you to another year. You don't show up and play, bye-bye. James Harden, unfortunately, I think because of the injuries, the strip clubs, and the cheeseburgers, he's never going to be that dude again. I think he could be better than he was this year. But all good things come to an end. And that James Harden of Houston scoring at will, that shit's done, unfortunately. But that's what happened when you, 1 minute you're 240 pounds, the next minute you're 215 pounds, you're on green juice diets and all that goofy shit. You got bumped out of the playoffs. He's done this before. You shot two shots with no points in the second half. And you're walking around with that stupid beard and you don't have the respect for yourself and your opponents to shake their hands after the game. If anybody has any footage of James Harden shaking hands with any Miami Heat players, send it to me. DM it to me or email it to us at iamrapportstereopodcast@gmail.com. I don't know how that's not a big deal. That's some straight sucker shit. Hashtag sucker shit. But as of recording of this I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, yo, the only team that's advanced is the Miami Heat, and they look tough. They look tough. They look hungry. They're in shape. They play together. They fight each other. I like it. You got Milwaukee and Boston duking it out. You got Phoenix, who's fizzling out, and you got Golden State, who I just don't think they have enough guns, enough manpower to win a championship. I think they're going to wind up playing Phoenix in the Western Conference Finals, but I can't see Golden State beating Giannis and them. How the fuck are they going to stop Giannis? I don't know. But the NBA is and always will be fantastic, and the games have been awesome. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep a light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app. the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What else is going on? What is going on with Tom Brady? Tom Brady obviously retired for like 2 weeks from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then not shockingly, decided to come back and play another year this upcoming football season, which is going to be boom. Like I said, we're halfway through May. NFL's coming. Fantasy football is coming. But Tom Brady retired, said he wanted to be with his family, be with his kids, this, that, and the third. And then boom, says he's not going to retire. So everybody's happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy. We get one more year of Tom Brady. It's dope. It's cool. He's got his chin. He's got his avocado ice cream skin, beautiful skin. You know, he's got that big head. Big, big fucking head. Big, strong head. You need a big head. You play football. Look at Peyton Manning's head. Eli Manning. Big brickhead fucks. But now, Tom Brady signed a 10-year, $375 million deal. $375 million deal. $375 to become a broadcaster for Fox Sports. Tom, I thought you wanted to be with your family, Duke. I thought you wanted to be with Giselle and them kids. Drive your kids to school. Go to the recitals and all that dumb shit. Let me tell you something. Said it once, I've said it many times. All them recitals and the kids' games, them shits, they're redundant. Listen, I went to every fucking game. I coached my kids. Coached them to a championship 1 year. I think it was 11 years, 11 and under, 12 and under. Maybe it was 13 and under. My parents came to three of my, my father came to about three of my sporting events growing up. He didn't need to be there every time. I didn't care that he was not there. I think kids probably care if you're not there, if they've built up an expectation that you're going to be there for every single fucking game. You go to the game once, you watch the game. It's different. See, I grew up in New York City. You get to the game on your own. My father wanted to rest on Sunday, just like I like to rest on Sunday. You got a game? Great. I'll come see you play in a couple of weeks. Come see me play. Oh, you did great. Tom Brady realized, yo, fuck all that. My daughter's not, she's not Lady Gaga. I don't need to watch my daughter sing. She's not Lady Gaga. My son ain't shit. He's not going to be a professional. You go to a couple of games, you don't need, he's like, fuck it. Because Giselle looks like she's a ball breaker. She looks like a tough fucking broad. And I think he probably was like, I retired for 3 weeks. I got Giselle talking to me, screaming at me in Portuguese. You know, she's Brazil. Breaking my fucking balls. I'm going back to play. And then I'm figuring out what I'm going to do for the next 10 years. And I'm going to get that $375 million. Giselle, take the fucking, go get yourself a diamond ring. I don't know, a new car, a jet. Because this ain't going to work. I'm not going to be here every single day making the kids chicken fingers, mac and cheese. And you screaming at me in Portuguese to, you know, scrub the toilet and, you know, and no one wants that shit, especially somebody like Tom Brady. He's like, fuck it. Give me the 375. I got the next 10 years locked up. I need to get away from this kooky broad. That Giselle looks like she's a real fucking piece of work. Gorgeous. You know, DiCaprio dated her. Oh, yeah. One of the great stick men of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio. He dated her. He dated her before Tom. I know that probably has to eat away at Tom. He's a human being. We all ask about the ex. Oh, you do? Who'd you date before me? Oh, she's like, well, I dated this person. And then before that, I was with this actor. Oh, what actor? You might not know him. I know acting. Well, you ever see Titanic? He's like, yeah. That guy in Titanic. You mean Leonardo DiCaprio? You dated Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah, I dated Leonardo DiCaprio. What was that like? Even Tom Brady had that conversation about Leonardo DiCaprio. Because Leonardo dated her. They were with each other for, I don't know, a year. And when you're in your 20s and you're Leonardo DiCaprio, a year is like, fuck. That's like a 30-year relationship. When you're Leonardo in your prime and you're with Giselle for, I don't know, it might not have been a year, it might have been 8 months. That's like marriage, three kids, retirement in Leonardo DiCaprio years. That's like dog years. And he had Giselle in her prime. And I know, listen, Tom Brady's Tom Brady, but that's gotta suck. Because, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, that's a fantastic coxman. That's a great stickman. One of the best of all time. I digress. Anyway, Tom Brady is playing football, and Tom Brady will be in the broadcast booth as soon as he retires, whenever that may be. What else is going on? Elon Musk, as of the recording of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, says his Twitter deal is on hold. My man predicted this the other day to me. He said, this fucking guy might be playing games. I don't know, it's got to go through the board or clear everything, but Elon Musk said that because 5% of all of the accounts on Twitter are spam and or fake accounts. I guess this is number crunching. Who the fuck knows? But as of the recording of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, this guy Elon Musk's purchasing or not purchasing of Twitter is on hold. And I don't give a fuck about this goofball. First of all, it's very well documented that this creep blocked me on Twitter. Mr. Free Speech, he blocked me. And I didn't even bang on him really hard. But Mr. Free Speech and Jack Dorsey, Dusty Jack Dorsey, talk about a guy who needs a fucking shave. He needs a nice shit shower and shave. Jack Dorsey, you look dusty too with that dusty ass beard. Both of these guys are now saying that they feel like they made a mistake removing pig dick Donald Trump, dick stain Donald Trump, a.k.a. shitbag Donald Trump from Twitter. They like regret that they kicked him off of Twitter. What about my guy, Darts Golden? What about the legions of I Am Rapport Stereo podcast listeners who've been kicked off of Twitter? What about the Joe Schmo people that may have said the Kardashian? They may be like, yo, Kim Kardashian, you look like shit, bitch. I'm not saying that that's the way people should speak. And I'm not saying those are I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fans, but what about people that have been on Twitter being like, yo, LeBron James, suck my dick, you bald motherfucker. And then he reports them and they get kicked off Twitter. Are you going to free those people? Like, you feel like you made the wrong decision kicking off pig dick Donald Trump. What about the Joe Schmoes out there? Because Elon Musk says that if he does purchase Twitter, he's letting pig dick back on Twitter. What about the Joe Schmoes? What about my man Darts Golden, who got kicked off on some sucker shit? He didn't even curse. He just said some slick shit to somebody. They kicked him off. He's been off there for 3 years. Dick-stained Donald Trump got kicked off of Twitter because he caused a goddamn insurrection. What about if Dick-stained Donald Trump started talking greasy and caused an insurrection at the Twitter headquarters or the Tesla headquarters or SpaceX, and you got a bunch of fucking white cracker, kooky trailer trash motherfuckers outside of SpaceX, Tesla, and Twitter trying to break in there while you and Jack Dorsey are hiding under your desk? Would you kick those people off of Twitter? He caused a fucking insurrection. He's lied repeatedly about the election. And you want to let this fucking guy... If you let Dick Stain back on, you better let all the other scumbags back on. What about the people on Twitter that get kicked off for showing dick pics and fuck pics and sex pics and, you know, the threats and all that stuff? Should they be just suspended if someone says, oh, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna kill you? Is that okay? Or I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna... Like, why is everything about Twitter and Elon Musk buying Twitter focused around whether or not slob dick Donald Trump will be let back on or not? When there's plenty of people who've been kicked off for probably lesser offenses than slob dick Donald Trump. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if this guy's going to buy. I don't care, to be honest with you. Buy it, don't buy it. He ain't taking away my fun. Although it ain't good fun. This social media is not good fun. It's just chomping away at all of us. It's chomping away at all of us slowly. Slowly. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Kendrick Lamar album came out. I gotta be honest. Listen, I gave that gorgeous review of that piece he put out the other day, The Hearts Part 5. And I said, you know, this music isn't necessarily for me. It's not fun music. I listened to that whole album, and I got to say, listen, I'm not saying that Kendrick Lamar isn't enormously talented and enormously needed. He's enormously talented, and the message and everything he's bringing is needed. But I don't need to listen to that album ever again. It's just so, it's so heavy. It's so heavy-handed in terms of the themes and the messages, and I need a fucking bangers. I need a mix of bangers and, you know, X-Clan. The group X-Clan. Fuck with some X-Clan shit. A KRS-One. Rakim. Like, can't you give me the message and the bangers? Can't I get a combination of dope beats and you flowing, talking some important shit? Because it's just, it's too much. It's too much. I mean, a lot of these songs are like spoken word, you know. There's never really like a song that doesn't have like, listen to it for yourself. You might be going, Mike Webb, yo, what the fuck, man? He's the GOAT. Yo, it's a, you could say that. I'm not saying that you can't say that. I'm just honestly saying I don't need to listen to that album again. I listened to the whole thing before I recorded this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. And for me, I don't need to hear it again. I mean, I was listening to a playlist I have on Spotify. It's called Rappaport's Delight. You know, it's all bangers, all hip-hop. OC, Black Moon, Tupac, The Lost Boys, KRS-One, Clips, Large Professor, all that shit. I'm like, this is fucking hip-hop. For me, not that the Kendrick Lamar album isn't hip-hop. I'm just saying I don't need to listen to that shit again. You should listen to it. And if you think I'm wrong, please DM me. If you disagree, I would love to hear what you guys think of the Kendrick Lamar album. Please DM me and let me know what you think when you listen to the whole thing. Tell me if you could listen to that shit again. I'm glad that there's that message being put out there. I'm glad that there's that deeply, deeply introspective lane being put out there. But yo, Tupac had heavy shit in his music. Rakim, Eric B. and Rakim, everybody, Tribe, but you got to do it under some, it's got to be a little bit easier to listen to. Anyway, I'm done. Came Saw Conquered, Came Saw Disrupted. I told you guys I'll be in Ohio next week, all right? The 20th and the 21st, I'll be in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Come see me at the Funny Bone, Ohio. Tickets are available at michaelrapportcomedy.com. Came Saw Disrupted, I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me at it with something real nice. Take me at it with something real proper. And most importantly, take me at it with something real loud and real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm done.
Two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.